Progressive Radio News Hour with Stephen Ledman, Thursdays at 11 a.m. and weekends at 1 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome to the Progressive Radio News Hour. I'm Steve Lindman. My guest today is Derek Robinson. Derek is president of Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance. He addresses issues of remote mind control technologies they're used against unsuspecting people, and it's got other things involved with it, like accompanying organized stalking, all kinds of horrendous things done by the U.S. to unsuspecting people going back at least 60 years. Some months back, I wrote about it. I wrote about one program in particular, MK Ultra. But the CIA, the U.S. Navy, oh, the U.S. military, who knows how many U.S. agencies are involved in this kind of thing. But experiments against human subjects going on in the U.S., go back in the article that I wrote, I went back to 1931 when Dr. Cornelius Rhodes infected human subjects with cancer cells under the auspices of, oh, a name you know well, Rockefeller, the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Investigations, using human guinea pigs, infecting them with cancer cells. Well, they do all kinds of things. 1932, the Tuskegee syphilis study on unsuspecting 200 black men. It goes on and on and on, year after year, hideous experiment, one after another, usually people having no idea what's being done to them. We want to talk about that today on the program I had months back. I had a program months back on this, had a victim and had a psychologist come on who treats victims, and we talked about it. Derek, I welcome you to the program. Derek? Are we connected? Oh, I hear a cough. Derek, that must be you.
That's Keith. I'm Keith McHenry with Food Not Bombs.
Keith, they called you instead? Keith, we're on tomorrow, right? Keith? Well, we have our signals crossed today. Keith, is that you, Keith McHenry?
Okay, are you Stephen Lindman?
Yeah. Is this Derek?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I heard someone say this is Keith.
No.
I'm sorry. Derek, you and I are connected, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, for a moment, I thought my Sunday guest was called instead of you, but that could be, I mean, if that were the case, we could easily correct it with simply say, Keith, my guest tomorrow, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll get my Saturday guest on the phone, but we're connected, Derek, and we have a whole hour to discuss this important topic, mind control. What your organization does regarding that, the hideous things that are done to human beings, human guinea pigs, mostly used without their knowledge of really what's being done to them. Derek, talk about your organization and what you do and your knowledge of what goes on.
Okay, basically, our organization is called Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance, to begin with. Been in existence for about 5 years, and mainly the focus of our organization is we focus on three areas primarily. basically support of those who are victims of organized stalking and electronic harassment. And organized stalking is where people find themselves being targeted by groups of people, stalked and harassed by groups of people. And electronic harassment is when they are assaulted with what we call directed energy weapons. Advocacy.
If I could interrupt a moment, explain what you mean by a direct energy weapon.
Okay, now these are technologies that are remotely broadcast using radio frequencies to individuals, and they produce a variety of effects on the human body. And research has been ongoing in this area for several decades, and we believe that the U.S. military, as well as intelligence agencies, have been doing the secret research upon citizens without their knowledge or consent. And with these types of technologies, they can access actually the human mind and body, and they can produce nearly any effect that they wish to.
Now this is not for mind manipulation. This is to do something harmful to the people targeted.
Both, actually. It includes being able to access the content of your, what you're thinking, and also to be able to access various centers of your brain, for instance, motor skills or speech skills or whatever, and produce a variety of effects. Once you access a person's brain, you can have access to their physical body as well. And a lot of our members experience difficulties in physical control of their bodies, involuntary movements, forced speech. A variety of things can occur once someone is able to tap into those particular areas of your brain.
Can I ask a question? Really, two questions.
Yes.
Number one, do these people that your organization is familiar with, do they have any idea what was done to them, or simply they know the effects, but they can't explain how it happened? That's question one. And after that, explain to me how any technique can get into any person's brain and know what they're thinking.
Okay, I'm not a scientist, but I can tell you what I can tell you the best I know. But to answer the first part of your question, basically, people that come to us find that they're having some type of difficulties that they cannot put a finger on. Oftentimes, they know that they are not insane, but yet they are hearing the human voice, someone else's voice, being projected into their thoughts. And they realize that it's something coming from outside of themselves. Some people at first think that, well, maybe they're psychotic, that they're hearing these voices, and they go to psychiatrists and they get this medicine that's supposed to stop these voices, but it doesn't work. And that's because these are projected voices using radio frequency technology. To answer the second part of your question, I will do this as best I can, not being a scientist, but this is basically radio frequency technology. In other words, the human voice is being broadcast into a person's mind, or they're using radio frequencies to access this human, the human mind to cause and produce a variety of effects within the mind and the body. If that explains it simply.
I'm still having a hard time understanding, if this, say, were done to me, how on earth would they know what I was thinking? If I were thinking that, I'd like to have a nice big dish of chocolate ice cream right now, which I wouldn't want to have. You mean to say they could go into my mind and know that that's what I was thinking at that moment?
Okay, so my understanding, if they can send a signal to your brain, they can also receive one from your brainwave and decode it and thereby discover what you are thinking. It's a very simple process. Theoretically, the process of doing that. Scientifically, I don't know what it all involves, but this is basically what happens. Your brain emits brain waves. Everyone knows that. However, they have been able to receive those signals remotely, process them, decode them, and discover what you're thinking.
That really is. I honestly didn't know much of anything about that. It really is astonishing to hear that. Let me ask you this, Derek. How physically close do they have to be to a person to apply this technique to them? In other words, do they have to be in the same room within a certain physical distance? Can they do it remotely? If I'm sitting at home and they're outside my home, can they penetrate walls with this technique and affect me inside, and I have no idea in the world what's happening?
Exactly. This is exactly what they do. And this, as I said, this research has been going on for decades in our country, but also the Soviet Union and some of the other governments. In fact, many governments of the world secretly have and possess this technology and are using it on their citizens. But to answer your question, yes, they are able to access you remotely. And from what we can gather and from reports of those who have worked in these programs as scientists, one in particular is Dr. Fred Bell, describes the process as using satellites. They can pick up the signal of your brain waves and process it and decode it that way.
Derek, again, that really is astonishing. I remember it must have been a couple of years ago in an article I wrote relating to surveillance, illegal surveillance. I mentioned a technique I stumbled across, and I honestly don't know much of anything about it, except that apparently this exists, a technology that would be satellite emitted that literally, not to manipulate minds or get into your mind, but literally to penetrate walls, even concrete, and be able to surveil what you're doing. So in other words, I could be sitting, let's say, in a room, on all four sides, I'm surrounded by solid concrete. Let's say a concrete wall, I have no idea how thick. Maybe if it's too thick, they couldn't penetrate. But let's say I'm sitting and they're going right through what might be, whatever would be a typical concrete wall, penetrate it from space via satellite and surveil what I'm doing. I thought that was pretty shocking, and I just wondered whether, you know, I'm sitting at home, and whether somebody, I don't have a concrete wall between me and the outside, but whether some satellite emitting force could penetrate a wall of an ordinary wall of a home, say, and be able to watch what I'm doing.
Definitely, they can do that very easily, and. And as I said, this research, this surveillance technology research has been going on for decades, ongoing. And that is one of the easiest things they can do. And, you know, comparing reports from victims, I mean, surveillance is one of the simplest things that they're able to achieve. They're able to monitor, you know, a person's thoughts, their thinking processes. They're able to influence their thinking processes, and to some extent control them in some cases. So there are a variety of things that they're able to achieve, and they're looking for more control. And this is what it, you know, concerns us as victims, as we see this technology developing and advancing. You know, we need to raise awareness that this is out there, so that we can make decisions as a society how this is going to be used. You know, to ban this technology if possible, and to at least make people aware that it is that it's being deployed. Because once people are aware that it's being used, that decreases the effectiveness, from what I understand from scientists that do this research. Once you're aware that you're being monitored, the effects are far less that they can do, because you can use your own mind to control your own, to take over your own senses and your own motor skills if you concentrate. If you feel that you're being accessed remotely, you can use your own mental abilities to overcome that. So these are things that once people realize that they're being accessed and, you know, remotely they're trying to be controlled, there are things that they can do to stop it.
Well, now you say that. I think it is important just for people to know, listeners to this program and myself, as a matter of fact, that techniques like this exist. At the same time, I would think most people would say, that's pretty horrible stuff, but I don't feel anything to myself. So people would put it out of their minds. I hope they won't, but I would say that might be a logical response. Put it out of their minds, out of their thinking, unless by chance they happen to be affected by it. So in other words, it's like saying, well, we know all the time people get hit by cars, et cetera, and so on. But, you know, it's never happened to me, so when I go out or drive or whatever, that thought is not in my mind. But if I ever had a bad car wreck, every time I would get into a car, that would be first and foremost on my mind. So you see what I'm saying. People, it's one thing to know about a technique. We know that people are tortured, that America tortures people. But so far they say, well, you know, they've never tortured me, so this thought does not obsess them in any way.
Right. For this type of technology, most people would not know that it's being deployed and that it's being in effect. For one thing, it's kept very tightly secret. And the news of this technology being deployed is very much suppressed. You don't see it in the news. We can hardly get Congress's attention for this matter or the news media. You know, it takes a lot of effort for us to convince friends and relatives that this technology is being used today.
You know,
in some cases. So there's a lot that is going against this technology being promoted. But at the same time, the technology can influence either over large areas of the population, or it can be as specific as individualized. They can pinpoint a specific individual that they want to influence in some way. And you may not know that it is happening to you because it's very subtle. You might be thinking it's just your own voice, that and it can be disguised as your own thought systems or your own thought processes. And, you know, a lot of the negative thinking, particularly, that an individual would have about himself or others is often the influence of this technology if they're trying to cause disruption, say, in a marriage or to get a person to think ill of himself. These are the type of things that they do. So
but at the same
it can
time,
be used, and it's very dangerous technology.
If this happened to you as an individual, my own thought is that if it happened to me, I know the way I feel and react and so on daily. I know what I do. I know I don't hear voices unless I'm speaking to somebody and they speak back to me. So suddenly, if everything changed and it was entirely different, that would worry me a great deal. I would say something is not right. What is going on? And you say when this happens to people, they will go to a professional and explain the problem to try to get some help, thinking there's some kind of a physical problem or maybe an emotional whatever. There's some problem, and they want a professional to diagnose it for them and help. And then, as you say, whatever is done doesn't work. But what I'm really saying is if this is done to a person, they realize something isn't right. They just don't know what it is.
Right, exactly. They realize that they're hearing voices that are not their own, and the first thought they have, according to victim accounts, is that if they're psychotic and they do seek professional help, and they take the pills, whatever, and then after that doesn't work, and then after a time they realize that this is actual an individual on the other side of these voices, and that they are seeing what you see, say, in the mirror, or as you go about your daily activities, and they're commenting on the people that you see, your reactions, the things that you put on to wear, what you say to people, what they say back to you. They are making editorial comments on these matters about your daily activities, and then you realize, well, hey, this is an actual person. And then that scares a lot of people. This is something that they know that they have been invaded. You know, what do I do? You know, who are these people? What is this person saying to me, and why are they targeting me, and why are they saying all these terrible things to me? And it's an ongoing conversation, and oftentimes they're berated, you know, daily, 24/7. So it mentally and emotionally it becomes wearing upon a person.
So this would interrupt sleep and so on, or maybe you would think you were having a dream.
Well, let's see. From what I understand, it doesn't interrupt sleep so much. I mean, we're able to sleep through that, you know, if unless you're having sleep problems. And so in some cases, people do have sleep deprivation, which is kind of related to this, which is also the technology is used for that, to keep people awake. But, you know, as far as keeping people from sleeping, as far as I know, it doesn't do that.
Derek, I write very often and talk about it in one way or another in this program, the idea of control that you mentioned. There's no question that, number one, America is a hegemon, an imperial hegemon. My goodness, we wage global imperial wars, and the whole idea, whether we're at war or whether in our normal relations with other countries, the one predominant thing that we want is control. We want to be boss. We want to be boss. We want to make the rules. We want to control nations. We want to control other people. We have our own agenda. You can check it off like a menu, the things that we want, whether it's resources, whether it's we don't necessarily seek to conquer foreign lands and stay there forever. What we really want is to control the people there and control
exactly.
The resources there and use those lands. Well, we love to set up military bases around the world. We have, at least 1,000, probably well over 1,000, if not in every country in the world. I think officially, I shouldn't say officially, I think it's known the last time I checked, maybe, roughly 190-odd countries in the world, 130 or 40 or so. It's pretty well known that America has a military base there. There are some people who think we literally have some kind of a facility we might share a base with a host country, that we literally have facilities set up possibly on every country or pretty close to it. There are some very tiny ones. Maybe we don't bother with them unless they're in a strategic location. But we're everywhere as an imperial power. We're literally everywhere one way or another, and the issue is control and global dominance, and that not just of the physical earth but of space, of subsurface areas, of information, virtually anything that's of any importance. America wants total control. So then it gets, what you're talking about, it gets down to the individual level. One question, do we have any idea how widespread this is?
Well, according to what we've been able to gather from victim accounts, and these are worldwide. You know, we have people calling us from all points of the globe, from Europe, from Asia, from South America, Australia, not so much Africa, maybe one or two, but basically everywhere else, mostly centered around Europe, the NATO countries, is where we have the most others outside of the U.S. and Canada. But this is a global problem, and just about every country appears to have this type of technology, even the small ones. Just recently, we heard in the news about Honduras, how their former president was holed up in the embassy, and they were using these microwave weapons on the president and his people up there in the office. So that was kind of astonishing for us, and that made news. And it just let us know that even the small countries have access to this exotic technology.
But they can't use it from, say a South or a Central American country, from its own location, using it hundreds of miles away. They cannot do that. Is that right? If they had satellites, they could do it, I guess. But let's say they don't have satellites. They could not say I could name a city, Guatemala City. They could not be set up in Guatemala City and target somebody in Chicago and use this technique. They cannot do that unless they can do it from space.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're able to do almost anywhere. They're able to track a person anywhere on the globe from space using satellites.
Well, I'm saying if they cannot do it from space, they couldn't do it physically from the ground, say in Guatemala City, and target somebody physically on the ground in Chicago.
That I would have to have a technological person answer that question.
As long as they have access to a satellite,
I would imagine that if anyone, even in Guatemala, wanted to access somebody in Chicago, they could do that.
You've given me goosebumps, Derek. Derek, let's take a quick break. You can catch your breath, grab a sip of water, and let's come back and get right back on this, a very important topic.
You are listening to PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
What will be the impact of the Tea Party on the upcoming midterm elections? Who are these Tea Partiers? Are they really only a bunch of right-wing rednecks? Listen in every Thursday night from 7 until 8 Eastern to A More Perfect Union as your host, Bill Thompson, gets the inside stories from actual Tea Party players. Call in with your comments and questions, challenge guests, or show support. A More Perfect Union, Thursday nights, 7 until 8, only on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com.
Hey, did you miss your favorite show? Don't worry, PRN has you covered. Just log on to ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com and go to the archive page where you can choose from any of our great programs. Listen or download shows from yesterday or even ones dating months back. The Progressive Radio Network, striving to make your lives easier.
Hi, this is Karen Hartglass, and I am a vegan. No, I am not an alien from planet Vega. I simply choose to eat plant-based foods. Join me on Ask a Vegan every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be talking about everything from soup to nuts. Plant-based foods are the healthiest foods to eat, as well as being the most economical, the most compassionate, and the least destructive. If you want to know more about the healthy, planet-friendly, plant-based diet, call in with your questions. Or call in and share your favorite vegan recipes. Tune in on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.progressiveradionetwork.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. Every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, I will be coming to you live on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. I will bring my background as a physician and as an attorney to help you with a minimal pharmaceutical and a minimal surgical approach to your medical issues. Please come join me.
So to join in on the conversation, call 888-874-4888. Ask Dr. Eisenstein, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Progressive Radio Network.
You are listening to PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Derek is president of Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance. Derek, I'm sure you have a website. Why don't you give it to listeners so they can go to it and get more information that that you would put on it? I believe you do.
Yes, we do, Stephen. Our website is www.freedomfchs.com.
Say that again.
Okay, again, that's www.freedomfchs.com.
F-C-H-S, F is in Frank, C is in Charlie, H is in home, S is in soup, F-C-A-H. Oh, that would be a place to go to get more information. Now, I guess they could also Google your name. And that should also lead right to the website.
That is true. It would. My name is Derek Robinson. And once again, the name of our organization is called Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance.
Well, Derek, again, you're telling me things that I really know very little about. And some things I knew absolutely nothing whatsoever about. It's very frightening. And there are so many messages it gives to me. One of them is that when used for good rather than ill, technology is wonderful. But technology is pretty evil stuff when it's used to harm people. And so much of the technology that we produce and have and the research that we do to produce more of is whether it's material things or techniques like this. I mean, there has to be something behind the technique, maybe a machine somewhere, who knows, or some kind of an evil ray that you can transmit. But so many of the technologies that we have, we use them for ill. We use them, to produce killer weapons bad enough to literally, maybe in an hour or two, destroy human life on the planet. I mean, that's the way we use that technology. Instead of trying to cure terrible diseases, help people, literally, I mean, there's so many wonderful things that we could do to make this planet a much, much friendlier place to live on. And instead, we devote most of our time and resources, money, you name it, to figure out ways how we can get rid of people and harm them and control them, not for their benefit, for ours. And again, so harmful. In one respect, it's an indictment of the human species. And I guess America is the leading global power today. There's no question about that. So America is enemy number one today. But if some other country besides America were the top global power, well, maybe they would be doing it instead of us. Maybe we would be their victim. But we are the perpetrator today, and we are victimizing so many people. I just scratch my head and wonder how many people in America, how many people around the world have been affected by this and all the other things. And how about the things being done and all the techniques being used that we don't know anything about yet?
Oh, yeah. That's the frightening part as well. These are just the technologies that we have been able to discern that are happening, that are in use today. And these are just the basics. You know, they're probably, you know, the classified stuff, the super classified stuff that we have no knowledge of, probably, you know, is far more heinous than what we've been able to determine. And there are other countries, as well as the U.S., that are using this technology. The Soviet Union, for instance, has been researching this. Actually, they, you know, far longer than we have. And their electromagnetic program is quite extensive. And they have gone a lot further in terms of legislation banning the use of this technology than we have here in this country. There's actually a law on the books in Russia. Doesn't mean that they're not using the technology, but there is a law at which we are trying to obtain here in the U.S.
Well, you know, laws are wonderful, Derek. America also is pretty heinous on simply ignoring the law, whether it be international law, whether it's U.S. law. We have lots of laws. I quote international law so often. I also quote U.S. law, whether it's against wars, whether it's against torture, whether it's for human rights. There are wonderful laws, and they're very easy to understand. They're written in simple language for the most part. And I have no idea how many times I've quoted them, but many dozens of times. Well, we simply ignore those laws. We simply do whatever we want to do. Literally, torture. It's astonishing, but it's true. Torture as one crime. Torture is official U.S. policy, and I've written about it, and I've pulled out the documents that basically say so. I mean, the evidence is right there in black and white, U.S. documents. America has practiced torture who knows how many decades back. But under George Bush, it literally became official, and he literally published memos, documents, presidential findings, executive orders, these kinds of things that made it official. I mean, they didn't say torture is now official. They didn't say that, but the language used in these documents made it very clear that torture is official U.S. policy. Well, U.S. law bans torture. International law bans it. It's unequivocal. There are no exceptions under any conditions for any reason, period. End of sentence, exclamation point. We simply don't give a damn. We do whatever we want, and we torture people all over the world, including right here in the U.S. Oh, my goodness. Another thought comes to mind also, Derek. We have people around the world who are our enemies. I don't mean ordinary people like, say, an honest-to-goodness run-of-the-mill terrorist. We accuse a lot of people of terrorism who have absolutely nothing to do with it. I write about this all the time and have programs on it. I have a brand-new article that I just finished, and it will go out tomorrow, on still more people accused of terrorism. Or the old standby is conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists. And then there's another version of that as well. Well, that's the charge used, Derek, when there's no evidence whatsoever, when absolutely the person is totally innocent of what they're being charged of. So we simply accuse them of that very vague charge, providing material support to terrorists. Usually the people we call terrorists aren't really terrorists at all. They're simply defending their own rights, and they have a right to do it. That's also an international law, but we do this. We target innocent people. But I'm thinking more of world leaders in countries that we would be very happy to be rid of, countries like Iran, countries like Venezuela and their leaders. So President Ahmadinejad of Iran, President Chavez of Venezuela. One question I have is, why haven't we used this against them? And the obvious follow-up question is, these countries, as you say, know this exists. Maybe they can even use this technology themselves. Just knowing it exists, knowing that they're vulnerable individuals, can they put up a defense to protect themselves? Can they do anything to protect themselves from this technique being used against them?
Possibly, Stephen. Those that possess the technology, from what I have been able to research, have some materials that they use to protect themselves from the effects of it as well. And possibly those world leaders are also using similar materials to keep themselves healthy. But for those of us who are unaware for the most part and who are victims, there was a paper written by Brian Belitzos, who is one of the original founding members of the 9/11 Truth Organization, one of the founding board members. And they discovered after a while that many of them were becoming sick. They were becoming ill physically and also mentally. They were getting vertigo. They were getting they were having problems with speech and other effects on their motor skills and what have you. And they realized that all of these, all the members were, all this was happening at the same time. So they decided to compare notes as to what was happening. And they were able to discover through various means that they were being affected by this technology, and that they became victims. So there are all kinds of people in this country, you know, leaders in leadership positions, particularly those activists, are also vulnerable. And we suspect that many of them that have fallen ill for one reason or another, and some have died, have become victims of this technology, which can cause they can cause heart attacks, strokes, cancers. I mean, all of this technology can produce a variety of illnesses as well as other effects on the human mind and body.
So it's more than just hearing voices. This technology can actually give you cancer?
Yeah, the microwave energy after a while, it can be cancer-causing. So that is a danger. And some of our members have, after a while, contracted cancer and have died. It can also affect a heartbeat. And this is described in Dr. Nick Begich's book, Controlling the Human Mind. He describes that the frequencies can latch on to mirror. Every organ in your body emits a certain frequency. And if they can mirror that frequency, they're able to access that particular organ as it vibrates at that same particular frequency and produce a variety of effects from malfunctioning. It can cause a heart to completely stop or speed up. You know, some of our members complain of rapid heartbeat, and that is also an issue, and they feel that they're going to, their heart is coming out of their chest, and just a variety of physical symptoms. I mean, they can do almost anything they want to any organ of the body. So when you hear about people that have these, sudden heart attacks and they keel over, it makes you wonder, you know, was this a natural death or was it caused remotely? And there's really no way to know at this point in time.
Derek, do we have any idea what techniques are available or being used to fend this off? Do we have any information on that?
The information that we have, that we have been able to gather, that's a very important question, Stephen, for our community, obviously. We are trying all types of homemade remedies and materials to shield ourselves from this technology. And it might work for a day or two, but then they seem to find some way to override that.
I think in my mind I'm thinking of something like there are antidotes to poisons. Police or other security forces wear bulletproof vests to protect themselves from a bullet striking them at that location. And I guess there are other things. Well, football players wear helmets to protect against head injuries. So is there something that you can use that wouldn't be something that would work for a day, but something that is active at all times, really? I mean, if a president like Hugo Chavez, that America absolutely would love to get rid of, one way or another. I mean, if they could destroy his mind, that alone would go a long way. So is there anything he can do, any protection he can be employing 24 hours a day, every day of the week, to head off anything that could be used like this against him?
What we have found, Stephen, as the most potent weapon against these EM frequencies, is basically your own, the power of your own mind to affect your body. And there are meditation groups in our organization that have been successfully able to keep the effects of these attacks to a minimum just by using the power of your own mind. Mm-hmm. That seems to be the most consistent, the most effective weapon that one can use against these technologies, because what they're doing is accessing your own body's neural pathways to cause the pain or cause some of these effects. So if, as long as you can override that mentally, some of our victims have found techniques so whereby they're able nowadays to live comfortable lives.
I think what you're saying, Derek, and let me put it in my own words. First, you need to be aware that this technique exists. Being aware, realize that maybe anyone could be targeted. Possibly, you might say, well, you know, they never want to target me. Why would they bother with me? But that probably is the wrong way to think. Understand what your mindset is today, right now. So today you and I are discussing this. I feel normal, basically in all respects. Now suddenly tomorrow I felt entirely different and I couldn't pinpoint it for any reason. Why on earth? My head just feels messed up. I spend most of my time, Derek, writing, plus media work. And right after this program I have another interview I have to run off to awfully fast. Hope I can make it in time. They wanted me, and I don't like to say no, and I've got hopefully enough time to get there. But my head has to be clear so I can think about the things that will be addressed, including on this program, certainly when I write. Now, suddenly I woke up in the morning one day, and my head was in a fog, and I couldn't concentrate, and I couldn't get any thoughts straight to get them down on a piece of paper. And if this program was going on air that day, and I came on with a guest like yourself, and again, my mind is a jumble, and I just can't handle the program right, then knowing this technique exists, maybe a conclusion I should come to is possibly this is being used against me, and as you say, I need to focus my mind on thinking the way I do normally every day as my technique to combat what may be being done to myself. Is that a fair way of putting it?
Yes, indeed, Stephen. I think that would be very effective for you.
Well, knowing what I do, Derek, what you're discussing today on this program is certainly of great, great concern to me. I mean, I write about and discuss controversial topics all the time. In fact, if it's not major and if it's not controversial, it probably is not going to be something I'm going to write about or address on this program. These are the kind of things that when you turn your TV set on, you would never in a million years have anybody even hint at stuff like this, because if they did for 30 seconds, they'd pull them off the air and probably never let them come back again. But these are the things that people need to know the most, as obviously you know, Derek. We need to know the truth about the things that affect our lives, because not knowing is what really causes us great harm, and most people in the country don't know it. Most people will tune into corporate TV or read their morning newspaper, not fully understanding or maybe not understanding at all that these people lie to you. These people suppress the most important things. what Project Censored calls delivering managed news. They tell you what they want you to know, and they don't tell you what they don't want you to know. And then they mistell you. They give you misinformation. So they want you to think that we're fighting wars abroad to liberate these countries, to bring them democracy, when in plain English, that's just so much crap. It's got absolutely, I mean, we just simply don't give a damn about those things. We're not spending billions, hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars to bring democracy to people when we don't even bring it to our people here at home. Why on earth would we bring it to a country halfway around the world? Anyway, we need to know this stuff. So anybody who does what I do, and there are lots of other people who do it as well, we need to be very mindful of what you're talking about today, because maybe one day they'll come after us.
Oh, definitely. That's why we're out here talking about this, because there are new victims being selected daily. This is a growing atrocity, and we're trying to educate as many as we can so that we can take steps to combat this.
Well, Derek, I like to joke. It's really no joke at all that I think among my loyal listeners are agents of the FBI and CIA, maybe the other 14 U.S. intelligence organizations. Maybe they all tune in. Maybe they follow every program. Maybe they read all my articles. Well, now, fellas, you know I have. You know that I know you have this technique. So, well, I sure hope you won't hate me that much as you're going to use it on me. I don't want to get you agitated enough to try, but at least I know it exists, and I'll sure try my best to fend it off if it happens. But again, Derek, this is no laughing matter. If you don't know, and if they do this and it harms you, and you have no idea what's going on or what to do to defend yourself, I guess this could very easily end up destroying you.
Oh, it could, and it does to thousands of people that are unaware that this is happening, and you just cannot imagine the relief that some people feel once they find out that this is not their own imagination, that this is happening to them, that there are people that they can talk to about this, because up until this moment, there really is nowhere to go with this type of problem.
Derek, when I had my program about MK Ultra, which was all about mind manipulation, the various things that the government, the CIA, other government agencies, no doubt, doing the same thing, using drugs like LSD and other techniques to literally manipulate a person's mind and change it completely. And the guest that I had on, this was done to her decades ago. She is still not the person she was. She was a successful professional. She is today, after getting professional help, she still is not the person she was before these techniques were applied against her. And after the program and after my article, I got a pretty good number of emails from other people who were victims of either MK Ultra or something pretty much in the same family. And I wrote this article maybe a year ago. And maybe the program was a year ago. It's a good number of months. And in the last month, an individual found the article and emailed me. And I don't want to use her last name, but she was a cousin, I believe, if I remember right, of a very distinguished American. I won't say whether living or dead, but a name that everybody, not only in this country, but around the world, I can't vouch for 100% of them, but the great majority of people around the world would instantly know who this person was, and the person who contacted me was related to that individual, and yet she was targeted for whatever reason, and it had a grave effect on her, and I mean, I asked her, why on earth would they ever target you? I mean, she didn't threaten anybody. For whatever the reason was, they used her, and her famous relative apparently wasn't concerned to whatever extent he learned what had happened to her, and I can't explain why not. But I guess they could go after anybody for any reason.
And that's a good point, Stephen. And actually, that was brought out in the news just this week. They do target celebrities, and there is a private investigator that has been working with one of our members, and he, in an article recently, described the clients that he has, and there are several that are well known in the entertainment industry and in Hollywood that he is working with, and you know, they're afraid to come forward because they would lose their career, but they do target, you know, the rich, you know, and famous sometimes, you know, so they are not exempt from this. And Randy Quaid, recently, who has been in the news, has been is a recent example of this targeting by of celebrities. I believe he is a person who has been stalked by one of the covert harassment groups, and they do a variety of things. And I would need to speak with him further to know how far, to what extent he's targeted. But he seems to be, from what we can tell by the news reports, a targeted individual.
You know, another point as well, Derek, not only could individuals, and you say entire groups can be affected at the same time, but it worries me that however developed this technique is today, I'm sure they're working to refine it to make it even more effective.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Who knows how many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, just right here in this country, they might want to use it against. There is no question, and I've written about this, and others have as well. Some of it is documented that going back a good number of decades, America has had a depopulation agenda, the belief that there are too many people in the world and we need to get rid of lots of them. I'm not talking about millions. I'm talking billions. I think it began with tens, hundreds of millions. Today it's billions. The term useless eaters is used. Well, maybe this could be a technique where, you know, you can't shoot them down or bomb them. You got to be subtle about it. I mean, if you could give a billion people cancer, what a simple, easy way to get rid of them, and they'd have no idea. They never could pin the blame on you. Derek, let me ask you this: as we the program is over and we're going off the air, please stay in touch with me. I'll check your website from time to time. If there's anything important that needs to be talked about, please let me know. You're welcome to come back on this program anytime to talk about something that absolutely my listeners, everybody, needs to know. My great thanks to you for coming on.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you. I am going to cut it off and keep the music going, go to the next program, and I have to dash out of here to get to another interview on a related topic, human rights, America's human rights record. You can imagine what I'm going to say about that. Talk about that on this program as well. Join us tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, another important program with another important guest. Make it a regular habit.